Once my soul went astray from the heavenly way and was wretched and vile as could be, but my Savior in love gave me peace from above. Oh, when he reached down his hand for me.
When my Savior reached down for me.
When he reached way down for me. I was lost and undone without God or his Son. When he reached down his hand for me, I was near to despair when he came to me there, and he showed me that I could be free. Gave me gladness complete. Oh, when he reached down his hand for me.
When my Savior reached down for me.
Oh, when he reached way down for me. And undone without God or his Son, when he reached down his hand for me. Without God or his Son, oh, when he reached down his hand, when nothing else could help, it was love reached down for me. Yes, for me.
Thank you. Glad you were able to get ready with the For All the Saints song earlier, right? Yeah. Anyway, thank you all again for that.
Thank you.
Our scripture lesson this morning comes from Psalm 150. It's the last psalm we have in what is the longest book of the Bible, and it's only 6 verses long. And we'll see how important this Psalter is, not only for us, but for the understanding that we have of God in the church that we've had passed down to us for so many years, and what we have then the opportunity to pass down to others. So as we hear God's word this morning, let us consider and be mindful. Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise God in His sanctuary. Praise God in His fortress, the sky. Praise God in His mighty acts. Praise God as suits His incredible greatness. Praise God with the blast of the ram's horn. Praise God with lute and lyre. Praise God with drum and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. Praise God with loud cymbals. Praise God with clashing cymbals. Let every living thing praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this day and for the opportunity we have to gather as your people. We thank you for the reading and the hearing of this, your word. We pray that you would be with the words you have given me this day. May they be yours and not mine. May they open our eyes to see, our ears to hear, our hearts to receive, our minds to understand. And may we, in the strength of the bodies you have given to us, be faithful to your call upon us. We ask all of these things in Christ's name. Amen. Praise the Lord. How often do you say that when something goes well, or when things seem better than maybe they should, right? Praise the Lord. This is the command that God gives us here in Psalm 150. We are told 12 times to praise the Lord. There are 6 verses, and if I've done my math correctly, and Robert, you correct me if I'm wrong, but that's like twice each verse. Is that right? Yeah, look at me, I'm learning. Thank you. Twice in each verse, he tells us to praise the Lord at least. Praise the Lord. This psalm begins and ends with this phrase, praise the Lord. It serves as bookends. It's going to be pretty obvious, pretty quick, what this Psalter is trying to tell us, right? Praise the Lord. We're reminded of the purpose that we have as followers of Jesus Christ. Here we have the purpose that we are to live into as human beings, to praise the Lord. Why am I here? What is it all about? Praise the Lord. The answer's right there. Now, 10 of these statements that we have in this short psalm are commands or imperatives. This isn't just something we're told so that we can be happy, but we are commanded 10 times to praise the Lord. That's a command. And we've heard this before. This isn't anything new to us, but what we have here in Psalm 150 is almost a very beautiful summation of what the entire book has been about from chapter 1 on through this chapter. Remember with me, if you will, in chapter 1, we are told very clearly to adhere to follow, to meditate on God's laws, to sit and to contemplate the things that we have heard from God. If we think back to Exodus 20, we know that all of the law and all of the prophets are summarized in the Ten Commandments, right? Honor your father and mother, right? Don't take the Lord's name in vain. You shall have only one God. Don't be jealous. We have these Ten Commands that remind us what all of the law and the prophets are about. And now, 10 different times in this short chapter, we are commanded to praise the Lord. I think there's a sense that after reading this, when we go back and read the Ten Commandments, we're to follow each commandment with praise the Lord. Honor your father and mother. Praise the Lord. And all of the parents in here said praise the Lord, right? We're to follow it, or maybe even begin it with that. Because we know that each of these commands are ways that we offer praise to God. It seems to me as if the Psalms, all 150 of them, are meant to remind us of God's law. They are meant to prepare us and to remind us of Jesus Christ's salvation. And they are meant to prepare and remind us of the Holy Spirit's sanctification in our own lives. And as we seek salvation in Jesus Christ, and when we receive it, we praise the Lord. As we are sanctified, as we are made perfect, as we grow in grace, we praise the Lord. The act of praising the Lord also helps us to understand and be reminded of Jesus' words in Matthew 22 and in the other Gospels as well. You'll remember with me, Jesus has asked, which commandment is the greatest? Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, and with all of your strength. And the second is like it. They didn't ask for the second one, they just asked for the first one. But Jesus said, and the second one is like it. So you better listen. Love your neighbor as yourself. And again, we're reminded to praise the Lord. We see here Jesus summarizing the summary of the law. The first three commandments, really the first four of the Ten Commandments, are meant to help us in our relationship with God, loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. The next six deal with how we are to love and treat other people, all the people that are sitting next to us. All the people that aren't here, all the people that we know and we work with, all of our friends, and yes, all of those other people as well. Love God. Love your neighbor. The act of praising the Lord, which we're commanded to do 10 times here, falls perfectly in line with the great commandment that Jesus reminds us of in Matthew's gospel in the 22nd chapter. And if we are praising the Lord, we know then that two things are taking place. If what we are doing is seeking praise of God, then we know two things will happen. First, we will know that we are loving God with all of our heart, all of our soul, all of our mind, and all of our strength. And secondly, you can probably guess, we are loving our neighbors as ourselves. Because we are declaring, either through word or action, praise the Lord. That is who we are called to be. That is what we are called to do. And this declaration of God's goodness and praise can be done in a myriad of ways. There's not just one way that we do it. When we gather together on Sunday morning for worship, is this the only time of worship all week? If this is the only time you worship all week, and we need to have another conversation. This time that we gather together is meant to celebrate the worship that we've seen throughout the week and then to prepare us for the worship we are being called to in the coming week. It is the first day of the week. The first thing that we have done this week is to come to this place to praise the Lord so that hopefully the rest of the week we will do what? Not a trick question. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, he got it. At the end of these 10 commands to praise the Lord, we have God doing something pretty interesting in verse 6. And there's a sense that he's then giving us permission to praise the Lord. He's told us now 10 times to do this. And how many times have you been told to do something and then you're like, well, let me get permission first before I do that? We're told to do it, and then we're like, it seems like a trap. He gives us permission. He says in verse 6, let every living thing praise the Lord. Any living things here this morning? awake things here this morning. If we are alive, our task is to praise the Lord through worship and through acts of service and worship with others. Everything has permission to praise God by its living. Our living is meant to be an offer of praise to the Lord. And so that then begs the question, what am I doing today to praise the Lord? What will I do when I leave this place this morning that will praise the Lord? What will I do tomorrow that will praise the Lord? When God created everything and saw that it was working in its proper order, He called it good. And it was good because everything was doing what it was created to do, which was to offer praise to the Creator. And so what will we do this week to praise the Lord? Anybody got to-do lists for this week? All right. That's our work. Some of us have honey-do lists as well. Thanks, honey. And as we're doing these things, praise the Lord. Absolutely. As we're doing these things, these are things that we're called to do, and we have the opportunity to do. And in doing them, we are praising the Lord, because that is part of the reason we have been created. It's the opportunity we have to praise the Lord. When you're out walking around and you see someone and you simply smile and offer them a gesture of kindness, that is praising the Lord. When you see someone in need and you assist them, that is praising the Lord. When you're busy doing something and you pause to offer a prayer for someone, or you pause to simply think about someone who you know and who you love, that is praising the Lord. There's so many ways to do it, it's not even fun. And so it makes this obligation, this command, easy. Because every opportunity we have to do something is an opportunity to praise the Lord. And if we're busy praising the Lord, we won't have a lot of time for other stuff that distracts us from the Lord. Let every living thing praise the Lord. Our living is meant to praise the Lord. We worship a living God. It's important that we remember that. It's one of the things we see in the New Testament that's so important. Rome has declared that this man was dead. Joseph of Arimathea goes to Pilate and asks for his body, and Pilate says, ask the guards, is he dead? And they say, yes. That's the last statement we have from Rome, the state of Rome, as it pertains to Jesus Christ. But we know that a few days later, he's no longer dead. He is alive. He is resurrected. We serve and we worship and we praise a living God. And we will never praise him more fully than when we are living the life he has called us. Than when we are doing the things he has called us to do. To love God, to love our neighbors, and in essence, to praise the Lord. We are alive this day because we have God's breath breathed into us. This word in the Hebrew specifically speaks of the physical life given to humanity by God. That breath, that nefesh, that is breathed into us at creation. As we remember our saints today, we recognize that they too join us in praising the Lord because they are alive. They are alive more fully than any of us can begin to imagine. And we join the saints in praising the Lord. We join the saints who are alive in Christ by living the life we have been given. Their absence from this physical life means that they are fully present and alive with God in Christ. And when we praise the Lord as mentioned here, we join those saints in that beautiful task. Today we are invited by Jesus Christ to gather around his table, to be reminded of his love and grace given to us through his death and his resurrection. We come today to be the people that we have been called to be, so that we might live as our God lives, so that we might reflect who he is and who we are called to be. And I hope and pray that as we do so this morning, we will be ready and willing to praise the Lord. Let's pray together. Gracious God, we thank you for this day, for your love and your grace, for your mercies that are new each day. We thank you once again for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, his life, his death, his resurrection, and his current life and glory with you now. We give you thanks for all that he has done and for all that he enables and encourages us to do. And we ask that you would encourage and strengthen us for that work as we seek to praise you. We ask all of these things in Christ's name.